Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella and Jill DeWitt.
Happy Friday.
Welcome to our show. Yeah, it is Friday.
Yay.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about getting GPS coordinates off of parcelfact.com, a website that we, either by the time this airs, have rolled out or are days within rolling out. I'll explain it in great detail. But before I get into the boring reality of trying to get GPS codes for rural vacant land and how we solved it for you, we're going to take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com, our online community. It's free. And I should tell you, this question, it gets answered multiple ways and times in Success Plans. So I literally copied and pasted it. It's a very good question. And two members weighed in on answering the other member's question. And
I
it's
love
my
it.
Point to make, my. It's why my way of making this point. Success Plan, it's free, by the way, is a fantastic way to get all of your quirky concerns or questions out of the way by people who are only doing this probably a month more or 2 months longer than you are.
That's true. You're right. We were all there once.
Yep.
So I love it. And everybody, you know what? Somebody helped them, so they help the next person who helps the next person. It's awesome.
And you're the ringleader.
Thank you very much.
Ringleader of the helpers.
Thank you. I love it. All right, so here's the question. Jason wrote, most of what I see on here is people asking about their first mailer. But what about the second? I just sent my first mailer 2,300 pieces. Nice.
Oh, my gosh. Jason.
I know it'll be a week or two before it hits. Be ready. Brace yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm now working on a long-range plan to keep the marketing up and the deal flow coming. How long should I wait to send a second and third mailer? And how many pieces should be in those mailers? Thanks in advance. This is so good.
I mean, and now Kevin's going to answer the question there in Success Plan, but I'll tell you, I can tell exactly where he's got it all in the mail, and now he's on Success Plan. He's like, I wonder what's going to happen here.
But like, he's like the calm before the storm.
We're never going to hear from him again.
He's
so successful and so busy.
We can't get him on the phone.
Right.
All right. So then it's like a string of answers. So first, Kevin wrote in, Jason, it's up to you. I had to take my first mailer and resulting property purchases slowly. I already run a small business from home. Plus, while taking calls and buying property, we were creating our workflow and trying to refine it as it went. This took a lot of effort for us and lots of time. I decided to invest the time now to get the business model the way I want it to be so that every part of it is ready to outsource in the future.
Wow. That's brilliant.
I know. He continues to say, others have mailed over 1,000 per month or more and just took off.
Yeah.
Not only
that's what I would do.
Did I not have the business organization to start that quickly, but I didn't have the cash. So think about the cash situation. If you buy 20 properties for $500 each, you will need $10,000. The second mailer starts coming in before you have sold the first batch. If the second mailer sold the first batch, then you need another $10,000 more. If you buy larger properties in higher value areas, then you need even more cash.
This is all good stuff to think about.
I really love this. So here's another one. Okay, so Nat weighed in, and here's what Nat wrote. I only mail the same list only 3 times total every 3 to 4 months. I don't think it matters how many letters are sent. I blast out 600 at a minimum.
So hold on a second.
This is his whole different strategy.
Yeah, I love this.
Yeah.
So he does the same exact list.
Uh-huh. 3 to 4 months.
3 or 4 times total over 3 or 4 months.
So this is a strategy. I love it. So, and then Nat shares a strategy. This is really, really cool. So here's my protocol. First mailing.
Hey, if you want to read all this and study it, it's all in Success Plan.
Yeah, I love it. So now here's Nat's process. Okay, the first one is first mail goes out, offer price, done. Now, he circles back around, I'm sure the ones that he didn't hear from, And the second mailing goes out, and he increases the offer price by 10 to 20% to see if that smokes out some more people.
Look how creative these guys
are. Isn't that interesting? All right, and then if there's anything left over that he didn't hear from, he circles back around a third time, and he mails it, decreasing the offer price by 5 to 10%. And this all assumes a good response rate, 2 to 5%, and not a lot of mail is returned with bad mailing addresses. This has now been solved. But if you need a month or two to catch your breath after the first mailing, that's okay. It's up to you.
And you will.
Yeah,
I've heard that. That's a pretty large mailer.
Yeah.
2,500. We're assuming you scrubbed it the way that I review it in cash flow from land program, or assuming that you're going to get, and you chose the right county and did stuff basically right, he's going to do a bunch of deals. He's going to run out of money.
Exactly.
Which is awesome.
That's exactly.
And that's another reason to use Success Plan. Get in there and raise some money.
Uh-huh.
There's a bunch of money guys that don't want to, for whatever reason, don't want to think too hard, like us.
So they just put up the cash.
Yeah, they just put the cash up.
And split the profit.
Right.
So that's good.
Great advice. If you have a question or if you want to be on a show, please reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com, soon to be landinvestors.com. If you'd like to see all the products that we're releasing over 2017, go over to landinvestors.com, click on the resources on the bottom there, and there's tons of land investor specific resources that we're custom designing. The ones that we use, we're just making them pretty. Available to you. Today's topic, get GPS coordinates from parcelfact.com. That's one of the resources we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is the meat of the show. Turns out that it's very difficult for most people, me included, to find rural vacant property on the internet. In the olden days, we used to get an atlas out of the trunk of the car and try to find it that way, believe it or not.
Right.
And then we bought DVD packages for topo maps and things like that. This day and age, we're all used to, on the internet, looking up our home address and looking at the building in an eighth of a second. Well, rural vacant land doesn't have a mailing address. So what they have is an assessor's parcel number, which is how they figure out how much property tax to assess. And then ultimately GPS coordinates. And when you get the GPS coordinates, if you've done this ever, then you're home free, because you're going to find it on Google Earth or any other resource on the internet. Take good screenshots of it. Maybe shoot a little movie while you're talking. On our YouTube channel, I've got a bunch of property that I've done it for our properties to sell it. But you got to get those GPS coordinates. And it's a real big struggle for most people. Again, when I started, I include myself in this. So me and the IT staff racked our brains to try to figure this out. This is what we came up with, parcelfact.com. It's a three-step process to input. The site looks like Google. You put in the state and the county, and then the assessor's parcel number. You always have that, always. With the data that we're mailing out, or if you look it up on the internet, or it's on a tax bill, you always have that information, always. If you don't, or you don't know what an assessor's parcel number is, you should listen to a different show.
Go in Success Plan. You'll get it.
The online community. And it picks up a corner point. It pops right up. Assuming you put the number in correctly, it pops right up.
So great.
148 million units. There are about 148 million properties in this country. That's how large this database is that we're pulling from.
Mm-hmm.
As a bonus, there's a tremendous, this is why we call it Parcel Fact, not Parcel Find, a tremendous amount of information about that specific property. Who owns it? How long they've owned it? Whether there's any liens on it? I mean, it's like 40 or 50 or 60 units, database unit facts about the property. So, in very, very quickly, we spent a lot of time on this and a lot of resources on it. And it is the number one requested product by all of our members because, well, I presented it on one of our weekly calls. And the first response that we got is still the best. Well, I guess I can fire my VA now.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, no, if you're brand new at this, or even if you're really seasoned, if you're brand new at this, it's very hard to find property, especially in places like Texas, which I'm not going to go into. Texas is on a different system.
Right.
It's based on the railroads. If you're a veteran at this like we are, then you know for sure. It's very hard to find property. I spend even at this point in my career, a ton of time tracking down property while we solved it.
Yep.
So hopefully by the time this airs, the beta will be released, or the full version. The database is done. The back end, the hard stuff's done. We're just waiting for the front end pretty people.
Cool.
Front end pretty people. Artists.
Is that me?
Yes. Front end pretty person.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, that's a perfect description.
Thanks.
Of you. Front end.
Oh.
Front end pretty person.
Front end. Call me front end. Front end Jill. What the heck?
How are you going to take that?
I don't know. We're not going to buy that.com. Oh, I got to share this. Jack, in his spare time, like there is any, but it's a hobby for you, and I love it. You just love finding cool.coms, and they're really good. You have a lot.
Oh, here's some good ones.
Yes.
I bought Smart Slice.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, and these things sell for a lot.
That's funny.
It's fun.
I had somebody reach out to me today, by the way, because we have jackjill.com.
Yeah.
They said, hey, I have a website if you're interested in it. And I'm like, no, but it's Jack, F-O-R, Jill.
Jack for Jill.
I know.
Like, what is it, 30 cents?
I don't, should be. Somebody reached out to me and said, since it's so similar, would you want to buy this?
Jack for Jill.
No, I'm good. Thank you. What would you do with Jack for Jill? Anyway, tell me some more of your good ones.
Oh, geez. They, you know, it has to pass pretty serious. I have this all computerized, so the computer chooses the stuff based on the criteria that I put in there, and then I look at it at the end. And
that's
so
good.
I've got very strict criteria, like two syllables and eight characters is my first choice.
Oh, I like
eight
that.
Eight characters or less.
Okay.
Like, well, parcel fact is not eight. It's a little bit long. Well, it's nine, but
right.
It's two syllables. Parcel fact, three syllables. But, okay, so I broke all my rules.
Well, you dug that hole, didn't you?
Don't be like me. That's what I tell the kids.
Oh, no.
Don't be like your mom.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was really good.
What's another thing your dad said, like a couple shows ago?
Oh,
you said,
no.
Like, do as I say, not as I do.
Oh, shucks.
Can you explain that?
No,
it doesn't matter. That's
it doesn't matter. I'm trying to think about some of his good sayings.
All kidding aside, and this is what the show's about. So if you're one of the people who's just listens to the show for the content and you don't think this is funny or entertaining at all, you can turn it off now because we're just going to horse around for the rest of the time.
You're so silly. Remember old school way, by the way? I know a lot of our members, a lot of our people know this, but you're staring at a legal description and it's section, township, range, and you're trying
range,
to go,
township,
oh,
section.
Gosh.
That's right.
And you're
and
trying to work
based
it,
on our principle.
Got to work it backwards. So this solves all of that. You don't
So with their membership, you currently get membership to earthpoint.us. And the guy developed the site a few years ago, and that's actually
really
how
nice.
We find property now until we developed this.
You did a whole video on this, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's on our YouTube channel where Jack was showing how to do it and going
by leaps
to EarthPoint.
And bounds, it's the most watched video that we have in the whole channel.
And figure out, and it's so interesting that's not talked about a lot. And in our world, there's a lot of people in our world. I wonder how does everybody else do it, by the way.
This is a RealQuest product that we packaged up in a custom-made website to make it simple. And I asked those guys all that. All these questions, I said, who else uses this and why? And they, in great detail, I described how we're going to use it and why. And they're like, oh, we didn't even know that was a problem. And here's why. Because the vast majority of people in the real estate business, there's a physical address.
Right. Well, that's true.
You know, our product type is not like that. So, you know, you have to back into it with earthpoint.net.
Mm-hmm.
And I do videos on it, and that's how we still find property. But honestly, there's a few counties, I'll name them right now, that no matter how I try, there's properties I can't find them. One of them is Taos, New Mexico.
Mm.
There's multiple counties in Texas that I've passed on, I know are great deals.
Yeah.
But because, and this is me, 25 years in this, I can't find the property.
Exactly.
I call the assessor, I say, where's this property? He says, I honestly can't. I don't know.
Right.
It's that much of a problem. I'm not exaggerating.
Well, some of them, too. I know. You can't even get them on the phone even to ask them to mail you a map the old way.
Yeah, and then they do mail you a map, and it's really hit or miss because the plat map, she means a plat map.
Right.
Hopefully, in the description in the bottom right corner, the printed out plat map, like it's 1931, has a range township section in it.
Like, you hopefully got the right one. Yeah.
Then you get to the section, if you're not bored enough by now. You get to the section, which is a square mile, 640 square acres, and you got to find it. It's a part of that.
Right.
So, northeast core, you got to work it back. It takes an hour.
that.
This takes less than a second, literally.
When we were testing this, that was the coolest thing. You put in the numbers, and we were going 1,000. Oh, there it is. Yeah. You know, it was like.
And if that's not enough, it delivers a usable map so you can scroll with it.
Yeah.
You can, you know, like scrunchy fingers it. Can go in and out, you know, zoom in and out. And it gives you a bunch of still shots automatically at certain altitudes like that you can use in a posting. So if you do buy the property, what is
it's Friday. I'm punchy.
If you're just listening to this and not watching it, you're only getting half of the silly.
I'm making gestures like you enlarge and shrink things on your phone or on a display.
Right.
Thank you.
So you get a bunch of still shots is my point. You can use them to sell the property if you end up buying it. If you're in this business at all or in any type of online selling anything, you know how difficult it is to create pictures and how time consuming it is. This does it all automatically for you. It truly is a pretty cool product.
Exactly.
I don't sound like it because we have a million hours of development time in this, but I'm super excited to release it.
You haven't slept in 2 weeks because you're working on this, but we know you're excited.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Hey, join us on another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To do just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy a property for half of what it's worth and not lose our place immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. I can't wait till we release this thing.
I know. It's going to be rock.
We've got the... Now that the deal's signed and we've got the premium API.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got 38 or 45. I don't remember. It's a big number.
Right.
Of variables. And so we're just trying to make it look pretty. It's all functional.
It's going to be so cool. I'm excited.
I think it's going to catch on like wildfire.
Oh my gosh. It's going to save so many people so much time.
You know what I forgot
to mention?
And
money.
We'll release it to our members first.
Yeah.
And see what they think.
Yeah.
Well, they already told us what they think.
They already know. They're
and
excited.
Then we'll release it to the public at some point for a certain fee, mm-hmm. but it'll be cheap.
It'd be cool.
We cut a good deal on the front end. We always do.
Yeah.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.